Joining us now, the Secretary of Transportation, Ray LaHood. Secretary, good to have you with us.
Good morning.
I want to get to your big announcement in just a moment, but I'm interested what you think about Chuck Schumer's comments. We know there was some information recovered inside Osama bin Laden's compound that suggested he was looking at the possibility of targeting passenger trains. Is there anything else you can tell us about that?
Well, look, we're going to look at the information from bin Laden's house and see what's in there and see if there were any threats that they were thinking about for trains. But and we'll work with Congress on this. But I'd say this morning, you know, we need to really look at the information carefully and just see if there are any threats. For now, riding trains is safe.
Based on what you've seen and what you've heard over the last week, you encourage people to continue using the trains?
Absolutely. I took the train here last evening from Washington to New York, from Union Station to Penn Station, and the train was packed. And it was very safe. And, you know, they have the dogs on there, the dogs that sniff for bombs and things like that. And it was very safe, and people were enjoying the ride.
All right. Now let's talk about why you're here to make a big announcement, which I think will be very exciting to a lot of people who do use the trains.
Well, we're announcing today the money that came back to us from Florida, that was refused from Florida, is going to be spread around the country. But most importantly, it's going to be used here in the Northeast Corridor to fix up tracks and to get to higher speeds in the Northeast Corridor, which members of Congress have been asking us about. We've already put $11 billion out over the last 2.5 years. This $2 billion will actually go to fix up infrastructure and buy new equipment. And it's a great announcement. It will really deliver people in a much quicker way. And it'll be done pretty quickly. I mean, we're not talking about 10 years. We're talking about over the next few years, we're going to get people on trains that are safe, convenient, and we'll go a little bit faster.
So you're talking Boston, New York,
that's correct,
down to Washington.
That's correct.
High speed. What does that mean exactly? How fast can we expect to go?
150, 160 miles an hour.
And Acela goes what right now?
125, 130.
Okay.
A little higher in some places, but average, that's about it. But it's also going to make investments in upstate New York. We're going to take and make investments all the way to the state capitol, over to Buffalo, Rochester, and our goal is to go to all the way to the Canadian border, so that people really do have the access, and then all the way south, all the way to the Carolinas. We just signed agreements with our freight rail friends in North Carolina, so people are really going to have good access to very convenient and trains that they can afford.
Barnacle, you and I have said it. If you can ride a train, you do it, because you don't have to go through the security and all that. It's just a question of them being a little quicker than they are now.
And that leads to the stupid question of the day, as Willie indicates, Mr. Secretary. If you take the train, you can just sense a clamor among people who say, you know, if the trains were a little faster, I wouldn't take the U.S. Air Shuttle. I'd prefer taking the train. Why has this taken so long?
Because no president before ever wanted to make the investment. We got $8 billion in the stimulus bill. We've put that money out. We allowed Amtrak to compete for this money. We're giving some of the money to Amtrak this round. It's because of the president and vice president's vision. No other administration has ever made these kinds of investments. $11 billion so far, $2 billion today. The president's got $50 billion in his budget for 2012. It's because, really, of President Obama's vision.
So physically, what is this money going to do?
It's going to fix up tracks.
Or?
Yeah, it's going to new rails, fix up tracks so we can get to higher speeds, and also buy some new equipment, some new cars and more comfortable cars, and not only on the Northeast, but also in the Midwest and in California, where we've made some big investments.
Mr. Secretary, I'm a constant rider of the train, and for much of the last decade,